AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In North Charleston, South Carolina today, Republican Senator Tim Scott announced
that I'm running for president of the United States.
Scott says the left is attacking American values.
Our nation, our values, and our people are strong, but our president is weak.
Scott is the only black Republican in the Senate. He says he is the candidate the left fear the most. The month of May ends in about a week, and time is running short for Congress to work out a deal to raise the nation's debt limit to avoid a government default. President Biden will be meeting at the White House with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The two men spoke yesterday. McCarthy was asked if they have moved closer to an agreement.
Look, I haven't seen the president today. We'll sit down. We'll talk about that. But the underlying issue here is the Democrats, since they took the majority, has been addicted to spending, and that's going to stop. We're going to spend less than we spent last year.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says June 1st is a hard deadline for the nation to reach default without congressional action. A judge entered a not guilty plea for Brian Koberger, the man charged in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students, setting the stage for a trial in which he could potentially face the death penalty. The killing stunned the rural community of Moscow, Idaho. Republican Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen is scheduled to sign a bill that bans abortion at 12 weeks of pregnancy and restricts gender-affirming medical care for people younger than 19. Arizona, California, and Nevada proposed a deal to significantly cut their water use from the drought-stricken Colorado River over the next 3 years. Officials in Russia claim Ukrainian military saboteurs launched an attack across the border, wounding three people in a small town. Officials in Kyiv denied any link with the group and blamed the fighting on a revolt by disgruntled Russian agents against the Kremlin. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is lower. This is AP News. Def Leppard drummer Rick Allen says he was blindsided when he was attacked in March in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story.
Rick Allen tells ABC's Good Morning America he was out for a smoke break outside a hotel on March 13th when suddenly he was assaulted and he hit his head on the ground. Allen says he put up his hand and said he was not a threat.
I don't think he knew who I was, but he must have seen that I wasn't a threat because, you know, I've only got one arm.
Court records show 19-year-old Max Hartley of Avon, Ohio, has pleaded not guilty to 2 counts of battery and 4 counts of criminal mischief. Police have not determined a motive. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The International Space Station rolled out the welcome mat for two Saudi visitors, including the kingdom's first female astronaut. SpaceX's chartered flight arrived at the orbiting lab less than 16 hours after blasting off from Florida. The four will spend just over a week there. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.